You're listening to SBS News.
Hailing from Syria's capital, Damascus, refugee Faraz Shamus arrived in Melbourne in 2018, starting his first job in Australia in IT earlier this year.
I'm back to work. It's very good. And I'm start feeling that I'm doing something again instead that just staying at home. So you feel like, okay, I'm doing something. You feel like I'm achieving something.
He's one of 1.9 million tax-paying migrants across Australia. A new ABS data has detailed the impact they're making to the economy. Migrants earned $112.3 billion during the 2016-17 financial year. More than half of migrant earners are on skilled visas, and they reported $81 billion in personal income. Jenny Doback is the Australian Bureau of Statistics Migration and Small Population Insights Director.
Certainly, you know, shows the magnitude of the income that they earn. They also, they're predominant in a number of industries across manufacturing, health, IT and construction, so they contribute hugely.
The median income for all migrant taxpayers is just under $50,000, which is around about on par with the median for all Australian taxpayers. The median wage for migrants on skilled visas is almost $60,000, but that figure falls for those on humanitarian visas. Their median is just under $33,000.
There are some interesting figures about the humanitarian migrants, though. Even though that they are, there's only 5% of them, and they earn the lowest median income for employee income, they do report the highest business income of all the migrant of the visa types.
But the Australian workforce is still intimidating for many migrants, and Mr. Shamus says he didn't know where to start when building a new life when he arrived in Australia.
Everything was new to us. We don't know anybody in here. We don't know how it will be. It was like an adventure for us. Everything was mystery, but we need to go through that because we need to start our new life. We need to build our new future.
Catherine Scarth is the CEO of migrant education agency, AMES Australia.
The way that the Australian workplace works, the way the interview process, the way jobs are actually advertised and recruited is very different than their experience.
She says businesses are increasingly seeing the potential in new arrivals.
If you want to trade with another country, what better than to have language and cultural skills to help you navigate the export market?
Naveen Razik, SBS News.